Our topic tonight is parenting styles, toxic traits, and discipline. I repeat, parenting style, toxic traits, and discipline. Ashman, first of all, before we go any further, how are you doing, brother?
Doing wonderful.
I heard that you came up the other day and you made a whole heap of money, man.
Money far away. Look here, do for God's sake, stop it.
Okay, I'll leave a secret alone and we won't bust it. But with that said, guys, we go into our proverb for tonight. And you mind you, I said proverb, not Creole proverb. Because based on our topic, we're going with a Bible proverb. Easter just went, yes, Jesus died for me and you. And yes, I'm acting Jesus over the Easter holiday, or no?
Who you act Jesus for?
Yes, I'm acting Jesus, he was in the grave. So because he was in the grave, I had to take up the mantle. And
you see, I'm stopping it right there.
What?
When I tell Jesus go, you want going to hell by yourself, not me, and you stop it and
wait, man.
I don't want to hear it. Stop your stupidness. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, our proverb for tonight is spare the rod and spoil the child.
Yeah.
What that means to you?
Well, growing up as a pig, I had to spear the rod and what? Why would you say spear the rod and spoil? Oh, don't spear the rod and spoil the child. Yes, yes, because the pig then need some beating. Make them accurate. And I don't think it necessarily means that you have to physically harm a child in order to discipline them, but I think that whole Creole, not the Creole proverb, sorry people, honest, and you know, it's already in me, yeah, that I think the Bible verse or the proverb says, do not spare the rod and spoil the child, that it speaks to discipline, period, which comes back to our topic tonight, parenting styles, toxic traits, and discipline.
Definitely. So you touch base on that. What this proverb basically mean is if the parent refuses to discipline a child, then the child become accustomed in their own way. Hence they pick up bad traits and right. Bad behavior and different things. And you don't know what that it start from the picnic there, smile. Mm-hmm. Once you're already disciplined there and it correct there.
Mr. Shaman,
why you not stop your? You say I say I, why? You say you? You only come to me to get ignorant. Like people like you, make Christian like me have a curse, bad word.
Christian like you.
You see, I nearly fire one.
Christians like you. No. You and me already know that you'll be sitting down at my bar that I'll be running down there serving ice cold beer.
Down there, the hell?
Yeah.
What make you think Satan will pick up somebody like you to put for run bar? No, for God's sake, stop it.
What? The disrespect. You're reminding me of one of my friends who drink Captain Marvin and smoke cigarette and talk about she's not coming down to my bar at hell. Where up there you think God will have a smoking section for you, miss? Anyways, that brings us to our current current events happening. And guys, we're gonna come back to our topic and listen. Please, at this time, we ask you to click like and share as this thing will get bigger and bigger. And we had some videos to share with you. And we trust and hope that you get ready with your comments and stuff that because we want to hear from you also as we go along. So let's kick this thing off, Ashman. Alright guys, the current issue is, as you notice behind me, look at that beautiful woman. Where's the men who are looking for a nice chocolate dark skinned woman? Look at her. Look at her.
Long flutter in her back
like river maiden. Yes.
And she can cook and clean and bonfire.
Yes, that she can. Her name is Tayshia Young and in New Jersey.
Yeah.
In New Jersey. It says, a woman sets fire to to boyfriend's home after he sent her home during a threesome.
Threesome, when I heard it.
No one sorry though.
Not
no
two some.
Threesome. Yes. And Ashman, so it goes on to say that well, of course this takes place in New Jersey, and that's a beautiful 33-year-old woman. So the woman
look nice, man. Yes, look nice.
Yes, so she has been involved with this man since 2017.
Yeah,
they have been, you know, and in 2018 they were engaged.
Yes.
Well, her Facebook status, because this picture, her photos is courtesy Facebook, because we have to cite her source, courtesy Facebook. And yes, so they've been together since 2017, according to Facebook.
Yes.
Then her status changed in 2018 that they were engaged. Then in 2019, the status changed again to
complicated.
Yeah, yeah. Because, and I understand why it got complicated. Because guess why?
Why?
During this threesome, the man turned her down, called her a cab,
yes,
and tell her go home so I could stay and enjoy myself,
yeah, yeah,
with the next contestant to this threesome.
Yeah.
Viewers, what would you have done if they had dismissed you from the threesome, man? So any which way is boom. So the girl got in the car.
Yeah, you have to take a pass and catch your breath, leave it.
Yes,
you
exactly,
guys, we want you to get in the comment section and tell us if that was your man and your man bring taxi to carry you home, make you enjoy the other woman. What would you have done? Please tell me.
I could only imagine. I don't think I'm voluntarily leave no house.
It's not voluntarily leave. He's telling you to leave his residence. You got to leave. You don't live there. You got your own house and me got my own house. I'm tired of where you got the gimme. And
well,
there's something nice for the rest of the home.
Well, we have Angela Cruz and for certain things, we have Angela Cruz who said, F he up. And at this same time, guys, before going to any further comments, we'd like to ask you to please like and share, let your friends and everybody know we're here. And this is to you or viewers who are seeing us live. And we'd like to say a big good night and hello to those in Radio Land listening to Intro to Fuckery live.
Or
yes, big up to you guys listening to Intro to Fuckery live via the radio right now. We have Rose M. Mena says, Boss Fihira, I could get to eat that, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Lorraine Farrell says, F both of them up. So anyways, viewers, the thing continue, because, you know, this girl, she's in relationship, was engaged at one point, and now is it complicated with this man. And threesome now, sent she home, so she was rotted, man, and angry and upset. So this taxi didn't take her home. She stopped at the gas station and bought some matches. I don't know me make it up. Yes. And she went back to the man's apartment.
Yes, yes.
Not
yes.
House.
Apartment.
His apartment.
Lovely lady.
Apartment. She went back because you won't put me out. So I have to come back and settle this. And her lighter fluid, because she had a lighter, she threw the lighter fluid on the man's door and under the door and lit a toilet tissue with her matches that she got at the corner gas station and catch the door fire.
The whole front of the apartment catch
the
fire.
The whole front of the apartment catch fire, my dear. Back city. And as we said, that don't me make it up. This is courtesy the New Jersey Police Department from where this public report was made. Yup, yup, yup. So the thing going on went on, the thing went on further now because she
I just took a break, let me read.
Alright, go
this
ahead.
Is from the lady Facebook, her Facebook post, right? Before the police they get involved, I could reach and find she right? She posts on Facebook, I hate that I cry when I get mad because people take
why?
It, because people take it as a sign of weakness when in all actuality it's because I'm trying to calm down the 27 people that live in my head that's dumb to ride for a homicide.
Abby, and she was so right about that. So it went on to say that she came back, that the girl was ultimately the boyfriend was reported safe, and she faces charges, Tayshia Young faces charges for arson, aggravated assault, criminal mischief, and multiple counts of endangering another person's life. And why this was so? Because she didn't went to burn down the man's house because he put her out of the tree some and sent her home. She went to burn, this man lives in an apartment. So
everybody was at danger.
Everyone was at risk of getting down. And it went on to say that that she said, according to police, she did it because she felt hurt. You understand? That's why she did. She said, she told them plain and straight, I did this because I felt hurt. And the main reason I came back and to burn down his house is because I thought that the girl was still in there. But I must say, from what I've gathered, that this other girl, that there was the three of them for this tree song, this girl have class, because sometimes ladies, men could punk you and take you for clowns, right? She and him is in relationship. They bring this other girl for the tree song. Now this woman who is your rightful or duly woman, well, you guys have real history.
Yeah, they have relations. Saucy off to the point they're engaged.
Yeah. And you will put her out to tell her, okay, you have to go, come out of my house, and send her home in a car so I could enjoy this next lady. So what the next lady did was, said, well, I agreed to let the three of us enjoy ourselves. So, since she's got to go, I am leaving too. So after the girl left in the cab, who didn't gone too far, because she went to get her matches.
She met the cab driver at the gas station. So while she left, the other girl left also.
Because she have respect for herself. And I applaud any woman, because yes,
The same way how that man could treat she, the same way that she treats.
Exactly.
So I don't think that all they want to bad off with their man and they play their marriage.
That
and
peace,
they go like they feel nice. The same was a medicine where under the help get the wife and we catch back directly.
Because same knife was stick sheep, stick goat. Definitely. And before going to our current event from Belize, we're gonna go to the message board real quick, because guess what?
Give me 1 second, make a grab that for you.
Before
we grab the messages, I just want to let the viewers know, thanks for your outstanding support. Due to your support, we have got a great distribution deal, and so now Intro to Fuckery will be live on Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Castbox, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, and Stitcher. Thanks very much for your support, because if it wasn't because of you guys, we wouldn't be here on this platform and we would not have received a distribution deal.
Yes, look, I put down the paper. Thank you.
So paycheck is out to get bigger.
And you see the other people who didn't come to work tonight, we shall share it.
We shall share the pay.
Yes. So.
Combine that. <dad.
laughs> Yeah, you're fair, Papa.
But honestly, viewers, thank you so much, and to all those tuned in right now via the podcast and listening on the radio, thank you guys so much for joining us for the first time. via the radio stations for Intro to Fuck We Talk Show. Join us each week, Tuesday at 7 p.m.
Don't look for me that the Kiffy BM for the late start. But we are here to pass it tonight.
Yes, guys. So let me go to the comments real quick. Lorraine Farrell says hello. Hello, Miss Lorraine. Hello, Lorraine love. Hello, hello. And then Angela Pearl said good night, cuz. Cameron Swayze said, what did I miss? Cameron. Miss Tasia. Tasia. I have to send Tasia for visit. Oh no. Let's see. Rosemina, good night, gentlemen. Good night to you, love. And Shani Belizean Spice says, hi guys, viewing from Hawaii. She like ek, you know.
Now just ecky the ek up is
Hawaii. But no worry. Goddess Des Kelly, good night, good night. Big up yourself. And Doreen Pennell says, good night. We have Rennie Smith says, hello, Shantia Castellanos. And Shantia replied to her and said, hello, friend. Wait, that never saw it. Hello, friends. It's stopped up. You know what? You ready for me? And, Prudence, my way, Zuniga, says, hey, y'all. Hey, Prudence. And, Renny Smith said, what? You going Bondong House for man to girl? women watching this thing, you know, if that is your honest in your heart knowing, yeah, man. Mm-hmm. And you decide, you know what, since we're adults and we're grown, let's try a little thing and bring in somebody else. And then your partner put you out and say, please, where? So I could enjoy the other person.
But that man never knows so that crazy woman is very long time, you know. You should have said, look, viewers, when you want to find this woman on Facebook or friend, because of the way I think we should have helped this lady come with a little bit of money.
Yes.
Lad, man.
Lad, you know, play people feeling.
Yes, that can't be chance.
He overdid it.
And the woman just losing my life. We don't see she done. This rap crazy woman. You don't follow up on this woman whole Facebook post and just saw this woman carry on. You don't know say you're talking illustrious in her head. But ladies and gentlemen, on to our next current event, because our main topic for tonight is really, really, really interesting. Once again, our main topic for tonight, we're discussing parenting styles,
toxic traits, and discipline.
Yes, so we're moving onward to our next current event. Our next current event
comes
directly from Belize.
Something like protect and serve. Let's see this.
Let's on to the clip now.
Yeah.
Ease up. It's our battle. What you say? We're going to keep them.
Weekend at Belize Agriculture and Trade Show in Belmopan. What happened? Yeah, basically happening there, guys. I just watched that and it upset me to a level like never before. Is this how you treat human beings? And regardless of what was said, what was done, based on what I've seen, I wouldn't want to be treated like this. And as someone of authority, I don't think it is right for me to treat someone like this. But as far as I've been noticing in my poor little beautiful Belize, it is okay. Ashman?
You know, time and time again, I said I had a horrible experience in Belize and, you know, with a cop that turned out to be a family member of mine. But I mean, if it wasn't because of who I am and who I know, the situation would have went way, way left. Time and time again, these people, even in politics, these people tend to use their position and the uniform that they have, and they disadvantage other individuals. And it's outright bullshit, and nothing is being done about it. Yet again, I'm going to make the same comment and the same statement. From since all these cases have been going on, none of our political leader or air representative have ever came to the forefront and did a press release or a press conference to try to calm things down or to make people know that this, you know, your serious concerns is being looked after, or we're hearing you, or anything of the sort. And I think, even if that would have happened, it would make people kind of like shake up a little bit and feel a little bit more safer. But the police there, we're supposed to defend we and protect we. They are the same one they abuse we.
Ash, you know what really rubbed me the wrong way when I saw, like I said, to me, no matter what was happening, okay, you're law and order and you're going to subdue this person or get them to comply. First of all, in what looking, I didn't see these boys really resisting, like to say, you know, but hey, somebody got to hang up by your neck. Wouldn't you at least try to catch your foot into something? And the thing that irritated me the most, that made me felt so un-Belizean, is when they threw the guy on the ground. And this other one is like 3-4 police officers around them. And this one take for his foot and kick this boy like if he had a football. Come on, that's a human being.
Definitely.
A human being. Right is right. And fuckery is fuckery. And police department, this display was fuckery. And moreover, what made it more fuckery for me was that an inspector of police was there on the scene. Yes, the one there where we are brown.
But
and they're in there.
He was deflecting, but his deflection was getting the spectators to back off, not get involved, and pushing people, physically pushing people back. And instead of he, because he over Aladdin, have more rank than Aladdin, so
yeah,
he tried to correct him, like, yeah, hey,
that's not
down,
calm. Exactly.
I mean, there was nothing he was saying. Only thing, he was trying to get the spectators to stay out of it, not get in and pushing people away. I mean, it's a really sad situation.
And you know what? It's in times like these that you feel that hopelessness, that powerless, and you tend to want to lose hope. I know my good friend Chester Williams is now the commissioner of police, but, you know, there's only so much he could do at the same time, because it has become a culture within the department that certain things, how we do it.
Exactly. I think
and until
from the beginning
examples,
I've been saying the same thing. These people need to be trained. Mm-hmm. They don't have no real training. And then I know if we deal with people, I don't know if we talk to people. I mean, it's just a lot. It's a whole lot. But we could go on and on.
And before we go on and on, we have to go to some comments where we have Mav Vincent says, I hope when Guatemala come, the sun above. And then we have Justin Mungastain says, well, he was referring to females, that it was because the females, I won't use the B word that he used here, were a woman, the men he was addressing, saying that they were the B word, because they're pepper spraying women.
The police officers.
Yeah,
But not only pepper spray them, there are so many of them that they beat with the baton. They say, the man just whop me, no care who you are, whop out all of them.
Okay, and Justin went on to say, all you MFs, we know what that is, when they talk about alcohol, this and stupid, no know the whole who started the fight, because they say the female was picking guys' wallets from their pockets, and they were caught, and they act as if they wanted to fight. See, I didn't even know that it's, and again, this is the comment of Justin Mungastein. I wasn't there. I don't, some people who are on the ground out there were commenting, saying
that what was happening. Wait, make a tell me, this I hear, so, me say, because so they tell me, say how the woman there, because they say how they, like, they that. I know I said no gang, I don't know, they say like the bad boys and bad girls, mm-hmm. Not bad people, right? How they got up there with their set, right? Mm-hmm. And when they do, the people were like drunk up and people were about that, even people where they dance and enjoy themselves, they pick their pocket and thief their phone or wallet and they kind of thing that have a culture show. I don't know, crowding out, mm-hmm. So if I tell you somebody swipe you or you touch your look and they don't go, the whole crowd, they just like, lose out.
Mm-hmm.
So they said that. Well, that's how the young girl they do, and one of the girls they do that, and then they fight, they look for broke out, but they never really get to fight yet. And the police, they get there and get in, and they think, kind of just start talking and mm-hmm. whatever the case might be. And the police say, oh, fuck, man. Oh, I mean.
Point. Uh-huh. Keep going.
The police, they say, oh, man, and they just walk up everybody and start to pepper spray and thing there. But it's, you know, they had other measures where they could have used before to calm the crowd down and calm the things down because everybody wasn't involved.
Mm-hmm.
But when they just gone from the rear, like they're the people bass and pop and start to beat people, it make other people get angry. And so everybody was trying to, you know, get involved and park the stuff there and whatever the case might be. So that I hear, so what I hear.
And another comment, I won't, for the safety of the viewer, I won't, and these are pre-comments, I won't call his name, and these are off the post from the video. He says that he doesn't promote violence, but in a situation where there is 10 police officers to all we man, one time we need to crowd them, are.
Man, I'm just, hey, something need to happen.
Something, before, and it's not that we're really here from intro to fucker promoting violence or fighting against the law like this. But right is right, and fuckery is fuckery. And at some point, they say every day bucket go the well, one day the baton will drop out. That's a given. Moving on, guys, though. We come into the discussion for our topic, parenting styles, toxic traits, and discipline. And with that, we're gonna share with you guys three short videos. And please listen keenly. And we encourage your viewers to share and
your
thoughts and comments in the message box below, so we could read it.
All right,
guys, and we're back. Viewers, you just watched that video with children. Leave Pissy briefly white. So then I just tell it.
Not only leave white, a little girl too.
Yeah.
Don't lose focus.
But leave Pissy briefly white. Like, Ashman, when you just Pissy babe.
But you know, Clayton, me, everybody know you that the Pissy one. I you was a big old half drink of all the water. Did you stay a cock up Pissy bed that night time?
Me.
So stop it.
Me. Anyways.
I roll you, buddy.
Yeah, I roll me like Pissy. Money worthless.
Well, somebody had to get beaten for it. But anyways, guys, in this day and time with technology, you know, everybody, something that happened, they take a video, they take a video. But come on, at some point, enough is enough. This is intro to fuckery, where right is right and fuckery is fuckery. And to be an adult who should be the one setting the example and make these children have manners. That way you said that you were. Remember the days there?
But see, wrong. As in terms of parenting style, things have changed so much. I mean, back in the days, and this is my thing that I've analyzed a long, long time ago. You know, even in our parents' time, that's where stuff really, the breakdown started. You know what I'm saying? Because back then, I mean, how could you say you know how to raise a child, you raise a child right, when you never get properly raised your own self because you left home at a super early age to start your own family or because you wanted to experience life, right? So everything discipline-wise and how to live, how to take care of yourself, different life skills you haven't been taught.
Correct.
So then you end up having these kids and you yourself never get everything. So then, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, how could I properly, and then on top of that, our discussion topic says, toxic traits. So you are part of the toxic traits because of the way you were brought up, that, you know, other people intervene in your upbringing and other people had beat you because they misbehaved. You didn't like that too much. So you're at the point now where you're saying, nobody know if the discipline might pick me. No, I don't want nobody tell me I pick me nothing, can't tell me. Or, you know what I mean? Or, oh, nobody knows to touch me, I pick me. And then that's the type of stupidity that caused this type of behavior.
Spare the rod and spoil the child. Ashman, I remember, we were in primary school, walking home from Queen Street back to school. And I remember one time I was putting down one piece of cursing. I said some words that I didn't know how to spell, but they were bad words. And could you believe I was passing on that? What's that? Douglas Jones. Where the carpet store used to be, right? Almost at the corner of Queen Street and Douglas Jones. And by the time I got to my grandmother's house on Crunch Street, my grandmother boxed me, man. Because her church sister worked at the carpet store and called my granny and tell my granny I had a curse bad word out there. Yeah.
I remember what time we did call home. I mean, that's fun at 6 too. Me and my little bad friend there already overpass the world come. And I don't know, somebody do me something. And I fling down my school bag. And I give one big piece of cussing. Unfortunately for me, factory was let out early that
Wednesday. Well, I'm saying that yes.
Factory was let out early that Wednesday. And so as I was on the overpass, ringing the children them with dirty words.
Your mother was passing.
My mom right was under. Passing right under. And now when I had condom the overpass, I look at that straight at my eyes at my mom. Mister, me melt right down for the wrong alley down. I know before I come here.
Lay down cause you're dead. D-E-D dead. OVA over, my brother. At that time, you were DUN done. Yes, that's how it's spelled.
For half of the overpass, car. So I don't know me, mama reach up there, no. Beat me. After all, no, I run the same thing there. I was cussing out until I kind of think they are one laugh, you know, like,
the children, they rejoice.
Yes, rejoice. Get out, miss, get out. And they tell them I'm going to pick the no man beat me. I run down my side, run at the child. That lady could have moved fast with the short legs, you know.
Back in that day, could have me sprint, boy.
And I run, reach for that savior, running that savior, and stop back at me, run up the end, you know the ramp?
Mm-hmm.
Run over, they beat me all the way till I reach home. I reach home, and I climb up in the ceiling, you know the attic part there.
Uh-huh.
And the lady take a broom and fuck me out there.
Joke, yo. Yeah.
Yes,
but
man.
Guys, so much has changed, and you know what? Yes, we might never really get back to those days, but guess what? That lady from Monroe Church, Sister Miss, I don't know how your name. If I see your face, I don't know you. Can I back again?
I don't know, sis, you're big.
No, but I became an adult, and I know. That was wrong that I was doing then. It wasn't my place, and it was her place as an adult to make sure I stay in line. Without physically, she didn't even physically do me nothing.
And then
or said anything.
And this
to
is
me.
Another thing too with discipline.
But she made sure I saw her. Or made sure I got. Yeah.
Definitely. But you know what?
She just cleared her throat.
But discipline is more than just beating a child. Like, some people are against corporal punishment, some people are for it, but my
I'm for it.
My thing is, I'm not going to say whether I am for it or against it. However, if you are doing it, it makes no
sense. What consideration, man?
It makes no sense if I just grab your picnic and beat me. Because sometimes, look, I tell you, sometimes as pick me, you just grab your beat. Hey, come after me and they just grab your beat you. You don't know what the hell you're going to get beaten for. So then, therefore, 9 times out of 10, you're more than likely liable to commit the same offense or do more bad things because you don't know why you're going to be
why you get it.
So you don't get the full understanding that why what you were doing was wrong. Yeah, so you don't even know the other wrong.
Correct, parent. And it comes back to parenting styles. Toxic traits and discipline.
Definitely.
Because guess what? If you you know what never made sense to me back then, and I'm an adult too now, and it doesn't make any sense to me. Hey, probably and they put them a piece of beaten pie up. And then your ball.
Message board real quick.
Okay, your ball. Wah! Hush up your mouth. No, shut up your mouth. But people who know how to talk about, hush up your mouth. You want to get something for balance for?
You're done to give me something for balance for
me. Miss, nobody come out here. Or when they beat up a fish shut up and like, you beat me, so I don't make a express myself for a ball, no? Can you whine the irritator, no? All right, we go to the message board. We have Virginia Johnson.
Huh? Just two. I don't know, whatever, two. Just two.
All right, Virginia Johnson says, it really takes a village to raise a child. And we have lost that in this society. So sad. We have Norman Strong, Twin, says, hello, fellas. Hello to you too, Mr. Twin, your cook.
All right, so we're gonna move on to our next video. The next video is titled, Mom and Dad, Boyfriend Mentality. Hold on tight, ladies and gentlemen, here we go.
Don't flatter yourself. Only cause your insecure ass got the nigga cheating on you, bitch, don't mean I want him, ho. I don't want shit to do with a nigga you fuck with or you ever, your pussy mouth or anything ever been on, bitch. I am your daughter, you slow, insecure, dumb, retarded ass, bitch. You slow, ho. You slow. Bitch, you slow. You slow. Bitch, you slow. Bitch, you slow. Bitch, you slow. Bitch, you slow. Ho, you insecure, you slow. You a sad ass. You are your sad ass definition
of your
fucking mother, bitch.
All your friends.
You all your friends.
Fuck my nigga dick.
Ain't nothing about this shit.
I heard how
you sad ass, bitch. You sad. You sad. Nah, I'm sad ass. Hold on, close your door.
Kick your dick sucker hoes up out of my way.
So who? Name somebody that ever did something towards you.
Run your mouth.
Name.
You weren't talking.
Name. When have I ever fucked anybody that you ever fucked? When have I ever sucked a dick? When have I ever did anything? You said it first.
You said my nigga cheating on me.
And I put
so
it on
you know
Facebook.
More about my niggas than me.
Sold in.
So
it's
how
in
you
obvious.
Know more about my niggas than
obvious.
Me?
It's
you,
in the obvious.
And like I
it's
said,
obvious.
Every hoe want to suck every
it's
dick
obvious.
They see me.
But not me.
Damn,
not your daughter.
How they dick
not your daughter.
Damn,
not your daughter.
How they dick face
dick.
How that dick tastes, ho? Want me fail you another dick to suck? Want me fail you another dick to suck?
You said.
Now you
holding
on to that.
You
and the nigga
said. You and the
nigga said, dumbass bitch. You and
the nigga said. So the world can see how your sad ass is.
Want me fail you another dick to suck?
Crazy.
I found all you hoes to suck.
So everybody from hustling to
I got found all the hoes.
I see why your ass ain't with nowhere.
They name is the hoes dick to suck.
You sad ass bitch. In no post.
They don't suck hustling flow dick.
I'm not playing. I'm not playing.
I don't found you hoes. They niggas dick to suck. They ain't got no more dick to suck out me.
This the only type of bitch. She blamed me for every fucking thing that happens to her. Every fucking relationship. Every, all that. Do y'all hear this? How sad she is. This is why this is why my mentality is so fucked up. Y'all, you want to know why? Because we close to living at home with bitches like this. Yes, the world needs to know. Yes, the world needs to wake up. These black mothers out here raising with these pathetic ass mindsets. These black women out here fucking harming us. These black women out here fucking, look at this mindset. I raised my bitch with this type of mindset. And y'all wonder why these females out here the way they is? Y'all wonder? Show lives. Show lives. Y'all wonder why anybody that's born between the ages of 1996 to the 2000s. Y'all wonder why these little girls like this? Y'all wonder why these females like this? Y'all wonder? I'm 21 years old. I'm 21 years old. They have been blaming me since I was 7. Since I was 7 years old. About fucking niggas. This shit been breaking around me since I was young. Do you hear this? Slow ass mindset. Did I ever say that on the last video? Did I say that on the last video?
And we're back in studio. Ashman, during watching the video, I saw on the monitors both of us here and there in this, just that total disbelief, that shock. Oh God.
I, for one, this, for clarity, this is daughter and mother.
Yes.
Right? I felt as if though, originally when I saw, I saw the first beginning part of it, mm-hmm. and I was like, how dare this little brat, this little girl, talk to her mom in that manner and, you know, calling her all these different names and mm-hmm. different things. But watching and listening to the whole video and hearing, you know, the mom speak and mm-hmm. the stuff the mom was saying
to her,
it's clear that this little girl have been through a lot and she didn't have the best of upbringing and she didn't have a great role model or example to look up to. Something that I've always stated is that, you know, children are a product of their environment. As much as you might not want to believe it, they are. Mm-hmm. Example teach, and I'm going to give you an example. It doesn't matter how black a child is or how American they are. If they grow up in a household that speaks Spanish, that child is going to grow up speaking Spanish. Hence, if a child, when these child see these bad behaviors, just like those two little boys and the little girl that was cussing and carrying on, they didn't just learn that on their own. Mm-mm. That's something that they see. That's something that they're around. That's something that they picked up. They're really talented at listening those words. Mm-hmm. And mimicking what they, I mean, even facial expressions. You cannot tell me that them kids was just born like that to cuss. This is a learned behavior.
Then again,
example teach, just like racism, mm-hmm. being racist and colorism and all this, these are things that we are teaching our children.
Taught.
These are things that we are taught. This child clearly have been going through a lot, and with just the way how the mom acted and the mom responded, the mom was cussing back and the things she was saying, it was like, damn.
What is your daughter, miss?
You could clearly see that the mom, her whole concern is her man the whole life. Mm-hmm. That her care of man come before her child.
Basically, it's a given that, and then it comes back to not only that, Ashman, looking at everything, looking at it from different perspectives to from that of the mother. A lot of times, we as adults, man or woman, or whatever I want to say, is searching for that love that you didn't get when you were a kid yourself. And that brings me to a comment I think that Mr. Strong made, was the children are having children. That's why, and like you said earlier, certain things you didn't get, you cannot teach what you didn't know or didn't learn.
And that's why I always think some people get offended when I make suggestion about this. I think that it's always important to go to parenting class and try to stay on top of things. Technology had advanced us in the worst way possible, for good and for bad. But however, if we try to stay in touch with different things and you know, keep things basic. You go to parenting class, you some people get really offended by it, but it's a great thing.
By just the thought, oh, parenting class, who? Only people who are bad parents go to parenting
and
class.
And it's a total misconception. It's a great thing to go. Time change. I mean, like, for example, look at the difference, like, with my mom. When he was growing up, is a little bit different from when I was growing up. However, there is a difference. And now my little brother, who is now 8 years old, it's a total big gap. Same tactics that had worked back then, probably not gonna work now. And different things that is there in place, like, for example, these tablets, these different reality show, these BET and MTV, stuff like that wasn't really popping when he was coming up. Mm-hmm. They were there when I was there.
We know about outside, but pay marble, pay chase, even though I couldn't run far back then and they always catch me first. But the thing about it is that we live in a day and time, in a society where the bottom line is the culture now, and some people will want to get mad with me for saying this. We live in a day and time where everybody wants to be famous, but nobody wants to do the work.
Definitely.
Everybody wants to be seen, and it's cool, and it's this, but did you know it takes a lot by, you have to put together, you know, what due diligence to get where you're going. Put your time, heart, soul, dedication into anything you're doing, and we've been just taught this easy way down because, yep. Technology at your fingertips. But guess what? Without dedication and commitment to anything, be even like this, having this talk show here and this platform, then it won't grow. And thankfully to you guys for joining us each week. It has been growing. And to those listening live via the radio right now to Intro to Fucker Talk Show, thank you guys so much for that. But we have Alex the Paz, who says, it's usually learned behavior. A lot of it has to do with education and mutual respect. So much anger exhibited in the video. No one listened. They talked over each other. Communication. Parenting styles. Toxic traits and discipline. And a toxic trait, no one listens. We all want to be heard, but we don't want to listen.
Definitely. That's a big problem.
And remember, communication 101. Message sent, message received, then it's reciprocated. You responded. But minus that, then guess what? Cut the drama, all this noise, because nothing you said, and that's why they usually say when you're upset or you're angry because of how you're emotional and all of that, you're not in a place to listen or hear. That's why they encourage men to walk away or go outside, or even other women to walk away and go outside, take a deep breath, because then cooler heads will always prevail. Me say so. And then I talk,
you know, I stress the issue with the upbringing and stuff like that. But I want to clarify some point. There are some kids that, you know, there are some kids that it doesn't matter how much love they had in the home or how much attention you give them, they just end up doing what they want to do. And sometimes as parents, there is minimal that you can do at a certain point, especially when they're already grown.
Mm-hmm.
So the only thing you could do is to be there when they fall and hope that they learned a lesson and it's not necessarily to be there to catch them, because if you just catch them every time, then they never learn the lesson
yeah.
and they repeat the same behavior.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to shed light that there are some parents that try really, really hard, but some
yeah.
kids, they just choose to make their own decision and do the bad stuff.
So you mean it's just like somebody, okay, how some of these parents try. It was just like them and make it on bad. Not that there's such a thing, but
I mean, I would be a perfect example. I've learned and I've worked on my behavior and changed. I used to have an anger problem. I did. I'm not
gonna
lie. Would you think I still do?
No, I took it off.
Yeah, but no, I used to have an anger problem, and I used to feel as if though, and a lot of it have to do with ego also.
Yeah.
Because you know, because I was already at a certain level in life, and I've accomplished a lot of different things.
You
and
have a lot to do with that, because they will want you to touch your own child.
Definitely,
mm-hmm.
definitely. But you know, I feel like you know, I had already reached a certain point in life. I had accomplished a lot more than any of my friends and people who experienced life and who are older than I was. I've always had a sort of, not a bad boy reputation, but I've always had a type of reputation that, you know, I fight, I defend myself, I stick up for myself and my family. And so therefore, it was a type of thing where, like, if I allow somebody to get over with something, then I would be deemed as weak and other people would feel as if though they could try me or do what they want. So it had a lot to do with ego and pride. And so, but essentially what I learned from it all, not every fight
is worth fighting. Because you know what? I'll tell you about yourself right now. Because there's, and you're right, not every fight is worth fighting. Because I can recall back in the days, this is a couple of years ago, when you're like, he just cut you off! Drive up! Drive! Drive! And I'm like, why? He already got bye. And you know what? People who usually give me road rage, I don't know. I don't want none of you to say I know Obia, but it has always happened that people who, you know, try to cut me off or they're in such a rush to get in front of me and should have normally triggered a response out of me. Guess what? I say to myself, everything happens for a reason.
They do.
And those are the people who moments later, you see they hang up in a wall somewhere, or they tear up somebody else's vehicle. And serious stuff. It always had been my luck that it happens that way. And see who not involved in it? Me. But guys, it comes back to the parenting styles and certain things your parent does. Like, for example, we have to cover this style, Ashman. We have to cover this style.
Make it real short.
We'll go to it.
Video.
Growing up, there was this style my mother had. When she said, my mother says, children, clean your room. Right, Ashma?
Mm.
What did the children do? We ain't cleaning no room. We ain't cleaning no room. You know what she did? Well, she didn't hear us say that, but we drag her feet. And you know what she did? Took everything out of the room.
You remember that summer?
Threw it outside.
Oh my God. I lived in the yard a whole summer. Like literally, my bed is set up in the middle of the yard. Open yard. I had to live in the yard a whole summer. Because I didn't want to clean my room. My mom opened the back door, that's everything out.
Bed.
For my fridge get dropped through the window.
Bed. Your clothes, everything. But, and then this is another thing, she, aside from throwing your stuff out, she used to even let you take it out. Because if she's saying clean this room, and you're taking too long to do it, She's gonna have you take everything out. And then you clean the room. It's wall to wall. Back then, it didn't make sense to me. And then this is her. She stand at the door like the police. Inspect everything when you're bringing it. The room is already clean. She already inspected, right? Then this is her next move. Yes, this is what my mom did to us. Go, bring back your things. And when you walk in, the first thing in your hand, what is this? Do you need it? Or do you want it? Well, I want it. You have to throw it away. It used to be irritating. And could you believe, as a grown man today, when I'm dealing with a mess and it's too overwhelming, the only way I know how to clean it that it suits me the way I want it to be, so take out everything and sweep and mop, and there is the four walls, and bring back what I need. But that was a parenting style which was very irritating as a child, but it has made me who I am today. Thank you, mommy. See, she won't curse us for telling people.
That woman is very Cyrus. But yes, viewers, we're on to the next video.
Don't press no buttons, because you'll be next.
Give me everything. All myself. Open that bag, see? Everything. D1, he too cool. You can't buy kids be too fly, because then they be too cool. When you buy kids stuff like this, they think they too cool, and they really want to be like the people they see on TV. They want to smoke, they want to throw up gang signs, they want to do all the above. So sometimes it's not good to get your kids too fucking much. Give me my shit. Everything. Don't give me them shit. You don't even wear them. What is this? Everything. Open it. Put it in a bag. Put it in a bag. You might as well tell everybody stop calling this phone. You don't have no phone. My forever. Your forever what? Open it. Zion, hold this bag open. Don't call this phone. Dude, Jessam no longer has the phone. Thank you.
Okay.
Give me. Hold that bag. This is what happens when kids want to be down. He's so cool. He want to smoke.
Good girl. Hey.
Jenny, I need another bag. Oh, G, you don't got to look in the boxes. Everything. You'll have two pair of shoes in here. I want that jean jacket, too. You wear that coat and them sneakers with your uniforms, with your book bag. I got pamphlets for you to do right now. And on my brother, on everything I love, you know I'm not playing. Because when you go to school, kids tend to act up when they feel like they got something to prove because they're no longer cool. Because you don't have the materialistic clothing on. They think they can act up. They think they can bully other kids. Talk to the teacher how the fuck they want. I will slide right on up there. I got time. I don't start work till another 3 weeks. So I have time. Let's snap this. This is going to be on your snap. This is your new Instagram video. And after you get your ass in the shower, give me all them boxes that say that name, too. The boxes you got on. Okay, well, he could still take them off and put on basketball shorts. Can't get in the shower because the North water fucked up. So put on your regular boxes and your basketball shorts. Don't even go nowhere. You know what I mean? You already don't go nowhere. Soon you do, you want to snap with something to your mouth. What you want? This?
What you
this is his phone.
All right. So, Ben, the comments before we get into our discussion, the comments from the...
Yeah. Guys, checking out that video just now, we have all right, someone, David Adams, says she a fool mom, buying all that stuff. Also, now that she's taking the stuff away, he'll go and look for it in the streets. Someone else says it's real, and she's doing whatever she can to get and keep her son out of BS and on the right track. You?
You know, for me, I think it's a great tactic, and she is right. What I like about this video is that she didn't purposely did the video to embarrass her child. I like the fact that she explained everything, and she knew where she went wrong as a parent. She lists two of the major issues that there is with this. One, she gave him everything that he wanted, not necessarily everything that he needed.
And not only so, Ashwin, about needed, earned.
It's more so earned than needed. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, if a pick another door, like, for example, a good thing to do with your kids is, like, working with them with their grades. If they're doing great in school and stuff like that, and there's other little games they want or a little place they want to visit, it's worth it to make that sacrifice and make it happen for the kids, because especially with their education, education is important.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So if you have little goals and little stuff you give them when they reach make little achievements and stuff in their education, and you support that, it stresses to them the importance of school, and they learn these different responsibilities. Like, okay, if I achieve this, I'll get something else. But then the other issue that she highlighted was the television. These kids are seeing these different people act a certain way on TV, mm-hmm. and they want to be like these individuals. And so they carry on with a certain type of behavior and lifestyle based upon what they see. Remember, like I said before, these are thought, all these stuff, these actions and the way these kids are carrying on, these are things that they're being taught. Sometimes it's not directly by you, but indirectly by you, because we provide these tablets, we provide these phones, we provide these TVs, and leave these kids to be.
Go watch TV.
Yeah, so that we could entertain our company, or we could go clubbing, or mm-hmm. go gambling, and these different things. Parental, I think a lot of people, there's the parental control that a lot of people heard of but never tried. It really do work.
We didn't need parental control in our house, remember? When you used to,
Benji, don't try. You see, I'm going to put up your eyes show. The whole show of the same friends. Don't try. All right. Because you're all off his head, man. Shh. All right.
Stop it.
But, you know, all these different things and tactics do work. If, like I said, going to parenting class, these are stuff that you will learn about. These are stuff that they can teach you. There's so many different free things that you could get, and free apps and free stuff that will lock shit down. Honestly.
True.
And, you know, like with these kids go on YouTube and roam free. There's so many negative and bad things on YouTube. YouTube is a good, great platform. You could get a whole bunch of information.
I call it the university of YouTube. In this day and time, there is no, I don't know. That is not acceptable.
That's not the point I'm trying to make. The point I'm trying to make here is that YouTube could do great things, and it can also do bad things, especially for your kids. There is YouTube Kids. Why not put YouTube Kids on your kids' tablet or whatever, the little old phone, so that they could play, instead of leaving this open opportunity for these kids to explore and learn different things.
Correct.
These video games are something else too, you know.
Oh, tell me about it.
With all this shooting and stuff, look at that video with that guy in New Zealand. That guy had a disconnect from reality. He actually acted, and in everything he did, he was emotionless because he gets sucked into them video games.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it became. His reality became the video game.
Yeah.
So, I respect this lady, and to those who made dumb comments about, and, you know,
why is the bed on the floor and stuff like that? You should be thankful you even have a bed.
Exactly. You know, making comments about the bed. Oh, the bed is on the floor. Oh, she's dumb. She bought the kids all these flashy stuff, but the bed is on the floor. To me, there's no. I didn't find any issue with how the bed was. I honestly didn't. But this is what is continuously happening. Our society failed to realize and they focus on all the wrong things. Mm. For example, that video, the first video for the original segment, not our current event, but the first videos with the two little boys cursing and carrying on. If you read the comments, most of the comments were highlighting and targeting these little boys' sexuality. These kids look like they're no more than six. How could you be a boy individual? And
to be grown adults.
Their issue was not the fact that these kids were acting inappropriately and cursing and behaving in a certain manner, but their immediate response was that these little boys were gay.
Mm-hmm.
And they were gay bashing little six-year-olds. These boys, I don't know how old they are, but they do not look nothing older than six. How is that acceptable and how is that right?
And that's what brings us to where we are today. Guys, they say put up or shut up. And if you cannot or will not step forward and help, don't be on the sidelines suggesting, oh, you should have this, you should have this, you should have this. How can we make it happen? Let's try this. So guys, from Intro to Fuckery here tonight, we're able to share with you parenting. There's no real manual that comes with
done.
And no one could raise their hand and say, oh, was brought up perfect and brought up the best. Because guess what? Your parents do the best they can.
Definitely.
Some could have done better, some done great. And guess what? It's by finding best practices of what works and coming together and sharing that we get to try certain things and making sure that, especially when it comes to our children, and that's the children, like these little kids, this eight and six, these children that look six, see, like they were 6 year olds, these children's minds should have been protected as parents. Coming back to the tablet, how many hours are these children on their phones? Like, I have a little brother at one point, and then they start with a thing. Ashman knows about this. The little boy is on his phone, and then mommy passed by, and he's, I said, Ashman, what are you watching? Oh, nothing. Not that there was nothing in particular to hide or say. And then I have to remind him, because then it's when you as parents have to make come down on the kid's level and let them know what time it is. That one, this type of behavior is a no-no, or else you won't go back on any more phone or YouTube. One. And two, nothing you're doing on there and hiding your phone like this means I can't see. Because guess what? There's a history. And you're in a kid's account. Hello. You have to take control, people. So from Intro to Fuckery, guys, we're suggesting if you're still a parent or a new parent, you know, try reach out and get some resources.
If you knock my hand one last time.
Next time, I'm going to sit on more cross, suck your head and say, Rosa Parks, if you sit on way. All right. Anyways, though, from Intro to Fuckery here, guys, right is right, and fuckery is fuckery. And seeing a problem and not doing anything about it is the real fuckery. Reach out to the public resources available. I know in Belize there are some, and here in the US with the whole parenting class, where you might learn something, you might be able to share something so that other people could do better for their children. Because guess what? People never ask you if you got them, that you will not be the end. Jar yourself and the thing with the sweet, yo. And then say back.
Sweetness, no?
Back, picnic come. Guys, this has been Intro to Fuckery, where right is right and fuckery is fuckery. And we'd like to thank all of those who are viewing us live via Facebook Live right now. And those listening to us on our podcast on all those outlets. and on the radio live at this moment.
But before we go to our final thoughts of the show,
mm-hmm.
I just want to go ahead and encourage you guys, please. I know it's late, so in the morning you could go ahead and find us on Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Castbox, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, and Stitcher. So don't forget to check us out. You could replay us in the morning on those radio stations,
yeah.
And on those streaming sites. Please go ahead, like, and subscribe to our page and also our podcast.
All right, and final comments here. You're going to do that.
Yeah, you do.
All right, so final thoughts. Guys, at the end of the day, let's accept feelings at face value rather than automatically assuming that your children are being a typical kind of teen, especially, you know, when they're going through that teen changes. And you might say seem down and in the dumps all weekend, and your first thought would be that, oh, they're being a typical teen. But guys, kids appreciate when their feelings are taken seriously. So listen to your picnic. You don't have to be judgmental, because guess what? Your children should be able to come and open up to you as their parent. I remember I was able to talk to my mom about a whole world of can of worms going from there. So my final thought, guys, your children should be able to come and open up to you as their parent. Ashman?
Look here, mister. That my right thing you have pop your power. I say your final thought when I should have said our final thought, because
I'm gonna read this up. Oh, sorry. I think so you may have one too. I apologize. But on that note, folks, this is why he's simply bad enough.
You know what happened? I need to find new people for hire, because you know it's only worthless.
Hold on, fella.
You cannot be here for this.
I tell you something, no? Me in the union. We can't
believe
ourselves for true though. But people like it, man. People like it.
But
yes, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize for those of you who are waiting for birthday shout-outs and big ups. We don't have any tonight due to our technical difficulty. In case you guys haven't noticed, we're missing a cast member. We're surprising our Mickey Lidl and never get back up. We now have slots for advertisements. If you guys are interested in that, feel free to hit me up before Friday with your request. If you have birthday shout outs and stuff like that,
big up.
They need to get turned in before Friday. Okay? With that being said, G-Kids from G-Kids Promotion, they have a couple events coming up. And we, you know, at the end of the live, we'll make those flyers available for you guys, so you guys could see it as a part of the stream. Once again, we thank you for your continued support. Without you guys, we would not be on the level we are at now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Tune in again next week, 7:00 sharp.
Yeah.
If these guys are not here on time, I am going to start without them.
Do not start in your naked clothes again, yeah, so. Good night, guys. Thank you for joining us for Intro to Fuckery, where right is right and fuckery is fuckery. Good night. Them my hoodies. Turn around and pity them because they're clueless.